There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to a New York Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined, as always, by my good friend, my pal from St. Agnes down there in Rockville Center, New York, Frank Alasia. Frank, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Deacon. How's everything?
Everything is fine. And the topic that you suggested for our conversation this time is the question, am I wasting the gift of time and the consequences of wasting time? Now, we did a podcast last year called How We Use Our Time, and it's worth reflecting on again, this time with a focus on the impact that the loss of time has on our temporal and spiritual lives. We know that the earth takes one revolution around the sun every 365 and a quarter days, and that's a year. And the earth spins on its axis once every 24 hours, and that's a day. And then the fun begins for the rest of us. The hours are scheduled. The appointments are set. The minutes are timed. We get reports on our screen time and everything else we do. And we measure our activities even down to seconds. We're completely beholden to time. We're slaves of the clock. So how should we think about this, Frank?
Well, that's true. We're always checking on the time, and yet we don't seem to be ready or prepare ourselves for the time when we'll be held accountable for our lives. And Jesus warned us in that great quote in St. Matthew that no one knows the hour that the Son of Man will come except for the Father. He says, "For it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So it will be also at the coming of the Son of Man. We must use this time we have on earth to be prepared."
So true. Now, when I hear people often say, "I want to start getting closer to God," or "I'm going to start going to church this fall," my best response to that is, don't wait. Do it now. The time will never be just right. Wherever you are in time, start there. From wherever you are located today, with whatever tools you have. And as you go along in time, you'll discover other tools and devices to help you.
Yeah, and there's nothing shorter than time, but there is nothing more valuable. I mean, the past is no more. The future is uncertain. And the present is just that moment. You know, St. Paul tells us, don't spend the time of the present unprofitably, which he calls a day of salvation, because perhaps after this day of salvation, there shall be no salvation. What he's telling us is not to cry because our sorrows will soon pass. And when we're happy, not to fix ourselves on the earthly and passing enjoyments of this life, but really, we should be working in this life to merit eternal life.
Yeah, all we really have is the present moment, right? We gain experience from the past, but we can't relive it. And God does not present us, he's not present to us in the past. He's present now. And we may be anxious about the future, but we can block that thought out by being fully present in the now. Mother Teresa said, "Yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We only have today. Let us begin."
Yeah, I mean, the most valuable gift that Jesus gives us to save our souls is time. You know, are we on the phone? Are we on Instagram? Are we watching nonsensical TV shows? St. Francis Borgia says, I'm content to be considered stupid rather than lose time in my vanities, which are unprofitable to my soul.
Right.
And it's interesting, the devil knows our time here is short. That's why he's constantly tempting us and trying to trap us. He doesn't waste a minute in trying to take us to hell. These are the days of salvation, but once lost, they never return.
You know, that reminds me of the phrase, an idle mind is the devil's workshop, they used to say. But inactivity is not necessarily wasting time, right? I mean, when you spend a quiet moment doing nothing, let's say just sitting and looking at the ocean or watching the wind blowing the tree limbs or gazing at the waves rippling on a pond or the flickering of a fireplace. That's not wasting time if you are conscious of God's presence in all these things. That becomes a prayer. I think that's what St. Paul was getting at in saying pray unceasingly. You don't have to stop what you're doing and go to a church to say a prayer. No, you are in prayer when God is present in these things, and that's vigilance. In fact, spending time with God is never wasted. There was a Catholic nun, a sister, Karen Klimchak, who was murdered several years ago. She ran a halfway house in Buffalo for felons, integrating them back into society, and one of them murdered her. And after her death, her sister, also a nun, discovered that she had a diary, and in it, she had a premonition that she would die violently 15 years prior to it happening. And in this diary, she forgave her killer 15 years in advance. Her life story has been captured in a book, which includes many diary excerpts, including this one. "Help me, divine friend, to take my time in praying to you. Show me that it is good just to waste time with you in such acts as enjoying a sunset or a friendship. With your presence and assistance, I will attempt to do all things with mindfulness, slowly, carefully, and fully aware of what I am doing. Then, with your grace, I shall find you, my God, in these unhurried and mindful moments."
Yeah. We have to remember, there's no such thing as time after this life.
Right.
Time is a blessing God gives us only in this life. It's not found in heaven. In hell, they would give anything to pray for a minute in which they might make reparation for their sins. You know, the fate of our salvation can come at any moment, and we all waste time. God sends us abundant graces through the sacraments to warn us. We have great saints, St. Francis de Sales, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Alphonsus, who are constantly warning us, but we don't take the time to read them.
That's so true. And I like the quote from Barbara Bush at a graduation ceremony once. She said, "At the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test, not winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband or wife, a friend, a child, or a parent." Now, that's a famous quote. But even beyond that, we certainly do not want to regret that we did not spend time in prayer to prepare ourselves for eternal life with God.
Yeah, and St. Bonaventure says that no loss is greater than the loss of time, but nothing is of less value in the eyes of man. We waste so much time, just passing time, as some say. Look around at how many of us focus on, you know, wealth and pleasure. It was the same in the time of Noah. If any one of us, think about this, were on trial for our lives, would we not prepare, or would we wait for the day of the trial? We all know one day we'll be judged by God and our eternal destiny will be set. Do we spend our time multiplying our sins day after day? God gives us time to compensate for our wrongdoings. Do we take advantage of it? Redeem the time you have left. Get the confession. Wipe the slate clean, you know, and get back in God's good graces.
Yeah, what's more, in the Bible, we have the rich man and Lazarus. And the rich man spent his days dining sumptuously while dressed in purple garments and fine linen. Lazarus would have been glad just to eat the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. The rich man ended up tormented by the flames of the netherworld. He received what was good on earth, but did not spend his time on earth trying to get to heaven, and there were consequences for that.
Yeah, well said, Deacon. That's why time is the most valuable thing we have on this earth. Let's use it wisely.
That's right. That's beautiful. Don't forget, folks, to like us or follow us. Send us an email at anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. Frank, let's not waste time. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks a lot, Deacon. Take care. God bless.